You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name.
Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
In episode number one of Just Another Fanboy, I talk about a comic book that I labeled probably the single greatest story in the last decade. Now, I'm one who often flirts with hyperbole, but I didn't feel like this was hyperbole at all. I really felt that this book was the single greatest book in the last decade, if not one of the top five of all time. And that book was Murder Falcon by Daniel Warren Johnson. And it got me looking back at all the other stuff he's done, or the few other things that he's done. And one of them was a book for Image Comics called Extremity. And I'm going to talk about Volume 1 today. The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk. Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. I'm Steven. I'm the fanboy who is just another, you know, because there's a lot of fanboys out there. Fanboys and fangirls. We're all over the place, man. We're in your schools. We're in line with you at the McDonald's. We're at the post office selling you stamps. We're mowing your lawns. We're watching your children. We are everywhere. And I'm just another one of them. So recently I read Extremity Volume 1 by Daniel Warren Johnson with colors by Mike Spicer. And I'm very amazed that I can remember those names, because if you've been paying attention the last couple episodes, I'm not doing notes. I'm not writing anything down. These are all off the top of my head, except for, of course, the monthly Megasode. I really don't know if I'm going to stick with that name. That's just, I don't know. Is it warming up to you yet? The monthly Megasode. So the first episode would have been a monthly Megasode. Maybe if I stop saying it that way. I don't know. For now, that's what we're going to go with. If you have something better, if you have a better name for the monthly episodes, then shoot me an email, feedback@stevenorels.com. Anyway, the reason why I'm so surprised, yes, I go on tangents. This is also something you should know about me. The reason why I have surprised myself is because I don't remember stuff. So the fact that I didn't write down Daniel Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer and yet remembered their names as I'm talking about the book now, even though I finished it last week, says something about how much I love these two guys. Now, Extremity Volume 1, I will say I didn't enjoy it as much as Murder Falcon. I don't know that I'm ever going to like anything ever again as much as I liked Murder Falcon. I hope so. There's a small part in my heart, a little piece there in the bottom of my heart that still has wonderment and hope and expectation and optimism and is wide-eyed and innocent and still looks at a bird in the sky and says, "Ooh, look, a bird." That little part of me hopes that there will be better stories. Otherwise, what's the point of reading, right? If you've read a book or watched a movie or whatever, and you've thought to yourself, well, it's just not going to get ever. It's never going to get any better than this album or this TV show or this movie or this book. If you've thought that, why do you keep reading? Why do you keep watching? You shouldn't think that. It's you may come across something that is super amazing, but you just have to keep going with the expectation that there's going to be something better out there. Not to belittle what you've just enjoyed. That is the best thing that you have consumed up to that point. But then to think that there's never going to be anything better after that, I assume that you will then from that point on lead a very sad life. Anyway, back to Extremity. It's set in a world that is not our own. I don't know if it used to be our world. It doesn't seem like it because there are a lot of floating things, but they do make reference at one point to the old folks, the, you know, previous civilizations that were at war together, and they made, I don't think they used the word nuclear bombs, but based on artwork and whatnot, it looks like that's what had happened, that at some point in this world's past, the nations drop nuclear bombs on each other. And now this is, while it's not post-apocalyptic, the world has moved on. It's not quite as technologically advanced as we are now. And yet in some cases, they are more technologically advanced because they have these airships that they fly around in. But otherwise they use, just regular guns and swords and whatnot. And one of the bad guys is, this queen. Well, you've got two different factions here. You've got the Paznina. See, now this is the stuff I'm not going to remember. I think they were called the Paznina, or the Paznini, something like that. They're basically the ruling class. They're the rich people that run everything. They're the more powerful. And then you have the Rhodos, and I don't know if that's short for something, but they're kind of scavengers and more, I don't know the word I'm looking for. They're not they're not as rich. They're poor. So at one point, as this book's opening up, I don't know the name. So I'll tell you what, I don't do this all that often, but I'm going to press pause and I'm going to go look. All right, I'm back. It was Paznina. So the Pazninas attacked this tribe of Rhodos, and we're following this girl who's an artist. Volume one is called Artist, and she is the best drawer in her entire tribe. And the Pazninas come, they attack. The queen has this animal skull on her hand, and she's got this thing that she grips that makes the skull, the jaws open and close. And it's like a wolf or something. And they kill her mother, and then the queen, using this animal skull, cuts off her hand, the hand that she used to draw. And so the rest of the book is all about her father, who is the ruler of this tribe. And his name is Jerome, but he's the ruler, and the ruler's name, it's not a king or a chief. It's called an Abba. And there's one point where the entire tribe are chanting Abba, Abba, Abba. And I was expecting Dancing Queen to start up at any moment, and thank God it did not. But he is on this blood quest. He wants to avenge his wife and what happened to his daughter. Her name is Thea, and she's got a brother named Rolo. And he's going to be the next Abba, but he's not very warlike. He's very scholarly, and he collects books, and he wants to learn more about the people that came before them. But in the meantime, their father is just viciously launching these attacks and killing all the Paznina that he can. And eventually, at one point, he asks his son to kill somebody, and the son won't. And then they find a robot, more of an android, more of an AI, who was created by the people that came before as a war machine to fight their wars. And Rolo's able to turn it on, and it's a Shiloh model, so they call it Shiloh, and it protects Rolo. And so at this point, the father's like, okay, my son is a coward, he won't kill people, but now he's got this freaking robot that'll kill thousands of people for us, so he's okay in my book. But they come across this doomsday machine that needs a battery, and the father says, well, we got to take it out of Shiloh. And Rolo doesn't want to do that. He wants to keep Shiloh around. And but Shiloh says, here, you can have my battery. And then the father calls the boy a traitor. And he's so obsessed with avenging his wife that he ends up shutting out both his son and daughter in his quest. And it's volume one ends with both Thea and Rolo leaving the tribe because the father has basically said, you're no son and daughter of mine because you won't do exactly what I tell you to try to get vengeance for your mother. And that's kind of how it ends. Now, again, it was not as good as Murder Falcon, but still, it's really good. This Daniel Warren Johnson guy is somebody, if you're not already watching him, you need to keep watching him, because I'm sure he'll do something now that Murder Falcon is over, and I'm sure it'll be just as amazing. So he's definitely now one of these creators that is in my filing cabinet in my head of people that I'm going to be keeping an eye out on and watching and following and definitely checking out whatever they do. He writes and he's the artist. He's the writer and the artist. His art is amazing. It's just amazing. He's just, I don't know how to put it. It's, I think in the description for this book, they use Studio Ghibli as a reference that it's that kind of feel, that kind of look. And it does have an animated type of style, but yet not. I'm really not good at really describing art. All I can tell you is that it's beautiful and, It's stylized and yet not overly stylized. You know, it's not cartoony, but there's an animated flow to it. The guy knows how to tell a freaking story. And then you combine it with Mike Spicer's colors and you've just got a beautiful, gorgeous book. Now, as I was reading through Extremity Volume 1 Artist from Image Comics, I think it's part of the Skybound line, which is the Robert Kirkman books. I'm always trying to find out, okay, so the book's called Extremity. Why do they call it Extremity? And the only thing I can figure out is because they cut off Thea's hand. And at one point, to take revenge, they cut off somebody else's hands. And there's a lot of cutting off of people's extremities. So that's the only reason I can think of why they call it Extremity. Now, as soon as I finished volume one, I wanted to read volume two, but I'm reading it through my Hoopla app where you can get books if you have a library card. I only get four per month, and I had already checked out two, which was Extremity and then Manifest Destiny volume two. I'll be talking about Manifest Destiny volume one in a later episode. And then I wanted to grab a couple of DC books. So I didn't want to use one of my four checkouts for volume two. So I'll have to wait until October to read volume two. But if you're not reading anything by Daniel Warren Johnson, he also did a book before. He did a web comic called Space Mullet, which I have checked out a bit. I went online, I looked it up and I started reading it a bit. It's obviously from very early in his career. He hasn't quite reached that peak artistic level yet. I don't think he's peaked, frankly, but his artwork, while it's fine, while it looks good, it's not as good as it is now. It's not as good as it is on Extremity and Murder Falcon. But Space Mullet's out there if you want to check it out. It's a guy in space and he's got a mullet. I didn't read that far into it, but it seemed like it should be kind of fun. Maybe I'll go back to it. I don't know. But that's it. That's my book for the day. Daniel Warren Johnson, Extremity, Volume 1, The Artist. Are you enjoying these shorter episodes more often during the week? I hope so, because I'm going to keep doing them. Send me your feedback at feedback@stevenorelse.com. Again, I don't have an official Just Another Fanboy email set up. I don't know if I will. I should be able to. I should be able to do it fairly easily, but I just haven't done that yet at this point. At this point, so I'm just using feedback@stevenorelse.com for the moment. You can join my Patreon at patreon.com/StephenROr, and for as little as $1 a month, you can get my other podcast, which is called My Other Podcast, and it's a fun little podcast. You get it at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, and it's only available for those on my Patreon. So until next week, I'm Steven, and I'm just another fanboy, and we are Legion. Be nice to each other.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.